Flashback, Anthony Scaramucci's wife Deidre Ball hints at Real Housewives TV cake. By Joshua Kaplan on August 21, 2019. Fired White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci has been on the warpath against President Donald Trump in recent days. And political insiders are wondering whether the mooch has a media promotion in mind. On Wednesday, Politico aired rumors that Scaramucci's attacks on President Trump have less to do with politics and more to do with helping to land his wife, Deidre Ball, a reality television geek. Some whisper that Scaramucci may be doing this as a publicity stunt to keep himself in the news to get his wife Deidre a slot on The Real Housewives of New York City. She said on the couple's joint podcast in June, "Mooch and the Misses, I can't get into too much detail, but I'd love to do the show if they really wanted me to do the show. But right now we're just sitting here, waiting, and I'll let you guys know." On that podcast episode, Scaramucci told his wife that his connection to Trump might hinder her ambitions in the entertainment world. "I just hope that my Trump affiliation, to be totally candid, because I know a lot of people in Hollywood dislike the Orange Man, I hope the Cheeto stains on my hands are not on your hands," he said. Scaramucci's marriage seems to have recovered from a rough patch, as Deidre filed for a divorce 3 weeks before giving birth to their second son, James, in July 2017. According to the New York Post, Anthony failed to show up for his son's birth, instead opting to join President Trump for the Boy Scouts Jamboree in West Virginia. Scaramucci's White House stint lasted a mere 11 days. He was fired by then-Chief of Staff General John Kelly on July 31, 2017. Alternatively, Politico reports that other analysts suspect that the investors' outbursts against the president aren't about advancing his wife's career but regaining acceptance among East Coast elites. Others speculate that Scaramucci, a wealthy entrepreneur who sometimes visits the Hamptons in the summer, might be doing this as to ingratiate himself back into New York society circles. "Who's in the Hamptons all summer?" asked one prominent Trump ally. "Not Trump supporters. Right? He's hanging out in the Hamptons with people who hate the president." In the wake of Politico's report, Scaramucci has quickly established himself as the corporate media's latest go-to figure to trash President Trump. Last Monday, the investor told CNN's Newsday that the president was inciting hate against the squad and suggested he was in mental decline. "I think that's pretty obvious from over the weekend. The guy's actually dissembling a little bit and sounding more and more nonsensical. And, you know, we're sort of anesthetized to it, and many say just let him act like that. But you're fracturing the institutions and all of the things that the country stands for," he added. This week, Scaramucci called for President Trump to be removed from the top of the Republican 2020 ticket and claimed he is seeking former Trump cabinet members to speak out against their former boss. President Trump has returned heavy fire at Scaramucci, slamming him as a nervous, neurotic wreck. On Monday, the president posted a compilation video of Scaramucci praising him and his agenda, writing of his former staffer, "Nobody ever heard of this dope until he met me. He only lasted 11 days.